Good morning, everyone. Certain things, I think, throughout the generations have been the ultimate sign of Frumkeit. I'm sure you know, in certain places, the ultimate sign of Frumkeit is how long your sleeves are. In other places, the ultimate sign of Frumkeit could be that you close on Shabbos. In other places, the ultimate sign of Frumkeit could be that you don't drive on Shabbos. It really depends where you are. In our generation, I believe that one of the signs of Frumkeit, or when I would say people say, I'm very frum, or by corollary, their parents say they're too frum, is when their kids, or they, start taking out their tzitzis. And it starts dangling down. And the longer the tzitzis are, the better. Meaning, the more it's black at the ends because it actually sweeps the floor as you go, it means you're frumer. And from this perspective, I wanted to deal with that particular question. We all know that the Torah says that you have to wear, if you wear a four-cornered garment, then you have to wear tzitzis. There's no obligation to wear a four-cornered garment, but if you do, indeed, you have to put tzitzis on it. That's a mitzvah. And we say it where? It's not on the source sheet. Don't try looking, Mitch.
No, I'm just looking.
No, Mitch, where do we say it?
Our company thing.
Where do we say that if you have a four-cornered garment, you need to put tzitzis on it, those strings? Exactly. Mr. Weiser says straight. Vayomer Hashem Moshe Lehem. Well, we say it two times a day, that you have to make tzitzis on a four-cornered garment. And amongst other things, it says there, Uri Item Oto, and you shall see them. Based on that, Uri Item Oto, and you shall see them. If you wear a four-cornered garment and you put tzitzis on it, do you need to see them constantly? Or do you need to see them once? After all, we have in the Torah precedents for both. There's certain things you have to always think about, like what? When you put on tefillin, is it good enough to think about, I have tefillin on for a second and then talk to your friend about the latest political maneuver of our prime minister? Hesech Hadas is posel in the tefillin. On the other hand, there's certain things in the Torah you do once a day, every day, in Shon Genik. Like you have to shake a lulav. It means picking up the lulav midoraisa. We'll add in all the na'anuim, all the shakings of the lulav. Once you've done it, you've done it. There's an additional aspect of having it during Hallel and then the Soshanos, but the bottom line is, once it's done, it's done. So we have precedence of constant, and we have precedence of zbeng v'gamarnu, as we say in Hebrew. It's done, it's done. If you look on the right side of the source sheet, you could see that the Tshuvas Rabbeinu Yitzhak ben Maron Halevi, quoted in the Beis Yosef, says like this, Shalu ha-mechasim ha-talit tachat ha-maktaron, the people that wear their tzitzis under their shirt, enam mekayim mitzvah tzitzit ki-hilchata, they're not fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis. Now, we're not talking here about the strings. We're talking here about the what? The actual beged, the actual garment. Sharei kach ne'emar. Gedilim ta'ase lecha al arbat kafot kesutecha asher techa sevo. Mitch, this I didn't mention. I didn't want you to know, or to be more precise, I didn't expect you to know. I'd love for you to know. Because we read it once a year in Parshat Ki Tetzei. Gidilim tzitzis ta'aseh lecha, you shall make for you. Al arba kanfot kesutecha asher techaseh va. On the four corners of the garment that you cover yourself with. That's what we read in Parshat Ki Tetzei. Klomar says the Tshuvas Rabbeinu Yitzhak ben Maron Halevi, quoted in the Beit Yosef, who is the author of the Shulchan Aruch, Shahatalit yesh patzitzit tihiye al begadav. After all, you have to cover yourself with it, so you have to be on your garments, meaning above your shirt. Velachen haratzol lekayem mitzvah tzitzit min hamufchar. Whoever wants to do this mitzvah the way they should, and we all want to do mitzvahs the way we should, tzarich levoz rashit ad alma abushav. And the Beis Yosef says this is the view of the Nemuke Yosef in the name of the Ritva. In the middle of the story sheet, you could see Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says as follows, also a Rishon. V'yelo talit katan v'yilbashenu mitachat limadav. You actually put your talit katan versus the talit gadol. What's the difference between a talit katan and a talit gadol? Well, first let's go basics. One is small.
The other one's medium sized.
Why is it in my shiurim? I've been saying this all year. There's no trick questions. And everyone thinks when I ask a question, oh, he really means something else. We're gonna be quiet because we're going to say something dumb. The talit katan is a small talis. You usually put it under your garments. We just read a tshuva saying, no, it should be above. What's a talit gadol? by collarary. But we call it talis. So v'talit katani betachav amadav. You can put it under your shirt. Shikar mitzvah titzit l'vloshot amit. Kili sekvona mitzvah nitna. V'laman lo yatu ashra shirut libo. Umarei nav. V'zelo yimtza ki im b'lechto baderech. Says Rabbeinu Yonah. And so is quoted by the Mordechai in the name of Arami Rutenberg. So we're moving from Sfarad to the world of the Ashkenazim. Sheesh lasot talit katan kemin sarbal katan ulevalecharav. Afal pi she'en bo itu v'chen osim atznuim v'lofshim oto tachan malbushayhem. They all say you can put it under your shirt. The Mordechai, name of the Maharami Rutenberg, he says that his Rebbe, the Maharam, lo haya mitatef bet talit gadol betisha ba'av baboker. We have a minhag that on Tisha B'Av in the morning we don't wear our, we call a talis. Then he says, umikol makom on Tisha B'Av, haya lovesh talit katan baboker, lefi she'eino nireh le'olam. Your talit katan, you always wear under your shirt. So on the one hand, you have Rishonim that say it has to be above your shirt. On the other hand, you have other Rishonim, both from Sfarad and Ashkenaz, saying, it's okay for it to be under your shirt, no problem. It's supposed to be on you. So let's just take the pasuk. Uri itemoto, according to the first point of view, what does it mean? You got to see it. Lock, stock, and barrel, the garment and the strings. On the other hand, the Rabbeinu Yonah, Marami Rutenberg, quoted by a student, the Mordechai. By the way, the Mordechai was the chavrusa of the Rosh. The Mordechai was killed. The Rosh was managed to escape to Spain. Mordechai says, in the name of his Rebbe, no, it's okay to have it under your garment, because what's Uri Itemoto?
Seeing it once when you put it on, perhaps.
We didn't get there yet, but quite frankly, it means, tahate, you're walking around. Everyone's hot. You're hotter. Why are you hotter? And they're just hot.
You have another garment.
You have another garment. It's like in certain places where there's separation of church and state, and you have to pay tuition. You're making the same salary as your non-Jewish neighbor. How come you're poorer?
You're paying
tuition. That's what basically Uri Temoto is. If you look on the left side of the page, the Bala Iter says... And this is again quoted in the Beis Yosef. This is all from a tshuva of Rav Uvadja Yosef. Lachlok al zeh esbir she'en shum raya mizeh me'akatuv al-abak ketuv kesutecha asher techazeba shekvar dashur chazal l'drashot acherot va'af al ma she'ne'emar b'pashat tzitzit uritem oto enem medubar shirena b'chol sha'a ve'gam lo labeg et ha'talit atzmo ela al ha'tzitziot she'besha'a shelovet ha'talit v'mitatef bo hari ha'tzitzit yeshno b'riya etzlo etzel acherim. According to this Bala Iter, and this is what Bruce just said, what's Uri Item Oto mean? Not as you're walking around you feel hot, and not you have to see it at every moment, but a middle position. Once a day, every day, when you make the bracha. Shebesha'a shelovesh talit umitatef bo, at the moment that you put it on, hareya tzitzit yishno b'riyat slove etzel acherim. Let's say you're getting dressed in front of other people. When do you get dressed in front of other people? When you're in the mikveh. Don't you go to mikveh every day, Bruce? When you go to the mikveh, don't answer. I'll think you do, so don't answer. If you go to the mikveh, you're getting dressed in front of other people. They see you're putting it on. You also see. Now, if you're not going to mikveh, terrible Jew you are, and you actually go in the morning, you get dressed, then you see it. So we have three positions. Uri Temoto. Either it's constant all day, or it's all day, but you feel it, no one else sees it, or... middle position, at the time of the bracha, when you first put it on, once a day, every day. So Birkas Kohanim is once a day, every day. Seeing your tzitzis is once a day, every day. On the other hand, we have a point of view that says, no, every moment you're wearing tefillin, you have to think about it. That's the point of view of the Rishonim on the right side of the page. And the middle point of view says, yeah, all day, every day, but only for you. La halacha, what are we paskin? The Shulchan Aruch on the right side of the page paskins, both in Simon Chet and in Simon Kavdalet. In one place he says, this is the true way to do it. And in the other place he says, it's correct and right. Take it any way you want. He doesn't say, you have to. But he does say, Ikar mitzvah talit katan, our small tzitzis that we call, Luvosho al begadav, Kedish tamid yirel v'yizkar mitzvot. So what does he say? He paskins uri temoto, you have to see the garment. In Siman Kevdalit, Tov v'nachon shekol adam yezahir l'levosho talit katan kol hayom, kedei sheyizkor mitzvot b'chol rega, v'nachon l'levosho al ha'malbushim. So if you see chasidim, or you see others that wear their tzitzis and their garment above their shirt, don't make fun of them. Uri temoto, simply put, you got to see it. You got to see it. Finished. Middle point, other point of view the Shulchan Aruch brings, and that's why this is another Shir. How does the Shulchan Aruch actually contradict himself? He says in Siman Kavdal, Tziv Gimel, Tov Lishtakel B'Tzitzit B'Sha'at Afidati Fakash Mevarech. It's a good idea to look at the tzitzis when you make the bracha. I don't understand. According to the Shulchan Aruch, he just said it's better to wear it all day, so what does it make a difference at the time of the bracha?
You're
so explain the right. The additional level is when you make the bracha, you'd see it. And then all day, it's on you. Now all day, you're not looking at your tzitzis. It's not like tefillin nesech hadas. It's on you. Here and there, you look at it. But at the time of the bracha, it's a good idea to look at it. However, the Beit Yosef brings a middle point of view. When we talk to Bir Rabbeinu Atur, Kan Yerasha Derech Talit Kahan, Vulshot Achab Gadav. And the Magen Avram says the same. So, if you see Jews wearing their tzitzis above their garments, you're going to say, fine. Either they look at it at the time of the bracha, or they don't look at it at all. They just feel it. And if you see tzitzit people that wear their tzitzis above their garments, you're going to say, oh, that's a reitem otel salat. Like the Shulchan Aruch says, it's tov v'nachon, or ikar mitzvah talit katan. Yes, Bruce, you had a question.
We have mentioned this before, as if it's sort of a religiosity issue. It sounds like once you know the halachic process here, you hold by this or by that. It has nothing to do with one's level of religiosity.
Correct. Allow me to answer. I started the shir by saying that. That's why we've spoken about it before, meaning we said it about 10 minutes ago. And indeed, 11 minutes according to the clock. But ultimately, yes, when you learn how it works, then you learn that it's not religiosity and frumkeit. There's halachas and there's different points of view. Absolutely. Number two, there are certain points of view that are not legitimate. And there are points of view that are legitimate. And the more you learn, the more you know what's legitimate and what's not. Mm-hmm. For example, it's not like, oh, you know, there's such diversity in Judaism, it's beautiful. And I agree with it. The 12 Shvatim, I made a big point of this in my Tisha B'Av program. Mr. Weiser was there. He can testify more than anyone that I made a big point about where 12 Shvatim, we should be proud of the diversity within Halacha. But you can't say diversity means like this. Some people believe in God. Some people don't think God exists. And that's okay. It's all legitimate. Or people think you have to keep Shabbos. Some people you think you can keep half Shabbos. And it's okay. You know, it's all legitimate. Half, whole, half. What do we mean? No. We don't exactly legitimize kfirah. Right. Now, some people have apikorsis and some people don't. And it's okay. It's all fine.
No. It is true.
It's not true. Not within the halachic system, there are points of view. So let's take it a step further. Let's assume we wear our garments inside our shirts. What about the tzitzit itself, the actual strings? As I said earlier, many people think it's a height of frumkeit. You have them out, and the longer the better. If they mop the floor, it's, how do you know they mop the floor? It's very simple. You look at the tzitzis the guy's wearing, and you look at the bottom of it. If it's black, it's mopping the floor. It's too big on him. If it's not black, it's perfect size.
Well, they think it's better to have these strings inside your pants. That's why we're about.
We have a Mishnah, we have a Gemara in Menachos, Amar Rav Papa. Why does Maseches Menachos have a whole chunk of it dealing with tzitzis and tefillin and Sifrei Torah? Masechet Menachos talks about the Menachos. What's the Menachos? A korban that's made out of flour and oil, etc., not out of animals. So within the discussion of Menachos, they talk about what happens when you have two korbanos that you have to bring. What goes first? And we usually have two points of view in halacha. Tadir v'sheino, tadir kodem, whatever's more common comes first, versus mekudash v'sheino, mekudash mechaviro, kodem lechaviro, whatever's more holy goes before. So they're talking about Java korban chatas and a korban ola, which goes first. So toch kedei the discussion, as we say, mitit arinin, in the middle of the discussion, they say, hey, what about talis and tefillin? Good Jews wear them every day. What goes first? And then, if you're already a merecha in this, you say, hey, if we're talking about tzitzis and tefillin, let's talk about all the halachos. So in the middle of menachos, stop, no more korbanos, we're back in the real world over here, no Beis HaMikdash, many people feel it's okay without having a Beis HaMikdash, I am not one of them, but there are people, we don't need it, but quite frankly, in the middle of it, oh, talis and tefillin, this is the stuff I know. I'm a Rav Papa, says Rav Papa. Dalet b'toch shalosh meshuleshet arba. Our tzitzis are like this. You take four strings, you put them into, you basically wind them, eventually you have yourself your tzitzis, you put them into the holes, from four comes eight, because you fold them over. Lememra, to say, de'it lehu shiura, are you saying that tzitzis have to be thy long? Or minir, I'm going to cholek on it, I'm going to bring a contradiction. Tzitzis ain't tzitzit ela yotze. Tzitzis is only when it goes out. Now what does that mean? We're going to have to see. Says the Levush, right side of the page. The Levush was one of the first Achronim. He wrote a sefer called... Take a look, Bruce. There you go. Finally. Okay, the Lavush wrote the Sefer Neimagin Avram. Oh my gosh. The Lavush wrote a Sefer called the Lavush. Very good. The Lavush wrote a Sefer called the Lavush. He didn't have mazel because at the same time the Shulchan Aruch came out. So his whole Lavush was basically, unfortunately, barely learned. So every time I learn the Lavush, I say it's like a mate mitzvah. It's like we're taking something out of the attic and we're going to bring it back to life. So let's bring back the Lavush to life. The Kevan Shetama Tzitzis Ushenishkor Kol HaMitzvos. The reason that God gave us this mitzvah of tzitzis is to remember all the mitzvahs. Now, how does the Levush know that? What, he went up to God and said, God, when you gave us this mitzvah, what did you mean? God said, when you see the tzitzis, you're going to remember all the mitzvahs. You think the Levush did that?
No.
How does he know that the ta'am, the reason for the mitzvah of tzitzis, is to remember all the mitzvahs? Now, I want everyone to think for 5 seconds about the Kriyat Shema they read this morning and give me the answer. Five. No, very good. Mr. Weiser knows the answer. Tip of his tongue. Let the young people hear Mr. Weiser. Give him a chance. You will see them, and you remember all the mitzvahs of Hashem. The Levush read Kriyat Shema in the morning, and he said, sometimes God doesn't tell you why pig is not kosher, and the horse is not kosher, but the cow is. Sometimes God doesn't say why to keep Shabbos on Saturday, not on Sunday. But here, dead giveaway. God said why. Uritem oto, and you shall see them. Uzchartem et kol mitzvot Hashem, and you shall remember all the mitzvos. Says,
he's even buried with them.
Hmm?
When you said dead giveaway.
We're going to get to that. Lefikach. Therefore, if that's the reason, otam alofshim atalita katan tachat gibigdehem, those that wear their tzitzis under their shirts, as we just saw, and you remember, the Levush is functioning in the Ashkenazic world. He has the tradition from the Maharami Rutenberg, from the Mordechai, this is the way to do it. Yizaru shilvushu tam baofen sheyiru hatzitziot tamid shayidei riyatan iskara mitzvot. So comes along the Levush and says, yes, the garment could be under your clothes, but what about the actual tzitzis? Pshat in the pasuk uritem oto zechatem kol mitzvot Hashem. First of all, you have to see it. Assumption number one, all the time. And assumption number two is all day. Therefore, you have to put it outside. The Magen Avraham, who wrote the Magen Avraham, yes, Bruce, that one you were correct on. Rav Avraham Gubreiner, he's one of the Nosei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch, one of the first interpreters on the Shulchan Aruch. He says, V'nilar li, his opinion, Tzarich shiyu atzitziot mi bachutz, the tzitzis should be out, V'delo ke'otam, and not like the people in my community, meaning there were people in his community, Shetochvin otam behakenafot, that put it inside their pants. We just learned the Gemara in Menachos that said tzitzis is only when it's yotze, out. How does he take the word out? Out means out of your pants. And then the Mishnah Berurah, just to finish, goes on a tirade. This is one of those Mishnah Berurahs that are quoted and requoted. Simon Chet Si'if Katan Kavav, he goes ballistic. This is one of the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurahs, where the Chafetz Chaim, who was such a tzaddik, goes nuts on the Jewish people. I want you to listen to his words, because this is what many people will quote to you when they say, you have to wear your tzitzis out. All they remember is the Mishnah Berurah. Yes, Bruce?
When you're living in Europe, just like we would move the chanukiah in the dining room, or wear a cap, could it be there's other reasons why you put it in?
We'll get to that. It could be. So already we're talking modern, more modern Hebrew. The people that put their tzitzis inside their pants, not only are they disregarding the mafurash pasuk that they say every single day, and you shall see them and remember the mitzvahs of Hashem. How are you supposed to remember the mitzvahs of Hashem by seeing your tzitzis if they're inside your pants? Not only are they doing that, od mevazin in the mitzvot Hashem itbarach. What's mevazin?
Wasting?
No, that's modern Hebrew. They're disgracing. Disgracing. Correct. They're disgracing the mitzvahs of God Almighty. And they are going to be reprimanded and they're going to be put on trial on this. And what people say, like Bruce, we're going by the goyim, they think it's a little strange that they see these strings sticking out of our pears. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim, if you had a little medal and you got it from the Prime Minister, the Medal of Honor of Congress, wouldn't you wear it on your lapel all the time to show everyone? Wouldn't you? Think of the pictures of Soviet Russia. How do they all wear their uniforms with medals? So says the Mishnah Berura, V'kal v'chomer, and of course, betzitzit, shemiramez al shem imasha Hashem itbarach. This is showing I am part of the army of Hashem. And he goes on and on and on saying that with due respect to walking amongst the goyim, absolute no validity. And he goes nuts. Anyone that quotes you have to wear your tzitzit house will always go to this Mishnah Berurah because this is a tyrant. This is not just a Mishnah Berurah saying, I paskin the halacha, putting the tzitzit out. Okay. So Uri Itemoto, according to this, means garment, do what you want. The actual tzitzit that reminds us of the mitzvahs of Hashem should be outside of your pants. Magen Avram comes along and reminds us of what Bruce reminds us. The Magen Avram says, Miloshen atoysos v'brochlos daf yudchet. So when the Magen Avraham wrote the Magen Avraham, he assumed that Bruce knows the Tosfos in Brachos Daf Yud Chet. He doesn't write the Tosfos. He says, I deduce from the Tosfos in Brachos Yud Chet like this. So Bruce says, oh, this is what he deduced, that's good enough for me. That's what we all do, no, Mitch? We all do that, no? Yeah, that's what he deduced. Well, other people, and this is what Rav Soloveitchik taught, don't take his word for it, check him up. So Brachos Yud Chet, open it up. There's a Tosfos. Look at that. I put it on the bottom of your page. I did a chesed for the Jewish people this morning. I was in a good mood. The Tosfos says, Haritzpo hayarogil shalola asira min aknaf. When you bury something, you bury them with a talus, and there's a four-way machlokas. How? Do you pasal the talus? Do you put a kosher talus? Do you put a kosher talus and then pasal it right before he dies? Because we have two things at stake. On the one hand, he wore his talus his whole life. It's a beautiful way to be buried. And on the other hand, he's not chayef in mitzvahs, and you're making fun of him. It's like, he's at the funeral, he's at his own funeral, and you're making fun of him. Ah! See? You can't do this anymore. That's why there's a halacha that in a cemetery, if you do wear your tzitzis out, you have to put them in. Yes, Mr. Weiser.
I remember that they put some of the talus,
they
make a post.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So there's different minhagim, and this is what the Tosfos is saying. Haritz by Yaragil Shalola Asira Min Aknaf, he would leave the tzitzis out in the talus that they would bury him. Ela lekosham lo atam betoch aknaf lafuki nafshem miplukta. What would he do? He would tie it in so that you wouldn't see it sticking out. And he said like this, Im im chayavim l'tzitzit, eshtam tzitzit. If you're chayav in tzitzit, he has tzitzit. You just don't see it. It's tied in. V'im lo, arim mechusin. And if not, they're covered up. You're not making fun of the dead body. That's what Tosfos says. Based on that Tosfos, says the Magen Avraham, from the words of the Tosfos, mashma, the yutzeh b'zeh b'di'evet. Even if you tie it and you don't see it, b'di'evet, it's okay. B'di'evet is not the best thing we want in our lives, but it's okay. V'yesh l'tchot. And I don't like what he says. Meila, dead body. He's not chayiv in uri temoto. He's not chayiv in any mitzvahs anymore. We are. So we have to see our tzitzis. Umiu, however, says the Magen Avraham, yesh lomar. Imita gabe chai kai gav naina yotze. Im ken haya loeg larash. Ayem mesha ketuva siman kav kav kavda. If you say amongst the living that he's not yotze, then how come we say when you come to a cemetery you have to tuck it in? If you tuck it in, you're not doing the mitzvah. So just take off your tzitzis. No one says that. They say just tuck it in. Obviously, if you tuck it in, what are we saying? You're mekayim the mitzvah, albeit you're tucking it in. Therefore, says the Magen Avraham, l'chein yira lida, anashim ha'ochim min ha'akum yotzim b'zeh, ach b'shat ha'bracha, yu megulim kedei yiluch tal adamos. Says the Magen Avraham, when you make the bracha, look at it. But obviously, if we say at a cemetery, leave it on, albeit put it in, it's a dead giveaway that it's okay. So we have, on the one hand, many that say you have to put your tzitzis out. On the other hand, you have the Magen Avraham, based on what we do for a dead body. Again, there's four minhagim. Mr. Weiser says you passel the tzitzis. That's one minhag. The other minhag is you bury him with the talis, you don't passel it. This is a third minhag. You tie it in. So based on that, we're saying you do have tzitzis, but they're tied in, they're covered. Mashma, if you cover your tzitzis, you still yotze the mitzvah. The Shla, the Shnei Luchot Abrit, wrote a book that was very grandiose. See, if you call your book, like I did, Daven Your Age, or Beyond Routine, everyone knows it's about that. Okay, Daven Your Age, you know what it's about. Beyond Routine, no one knows what it's about. It's a great, 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 I have to give credit to Urim Publishing. They gave me a much better title for my book than I thought of. No one knows what it's about. But no one in their right mind thinks Kol HaTorah Kula is in my book. No one. And I don't think it, no one will think it for lo'olam vo'ed. However, there were certain people that wrote books that the actual title conduced, basically lends itself to saying, this is it. There's no reason to look in any other book. Who was amongst the first that did that?
The Rambam.
He wrote Mishneh Torah, which is another word of Dvarim, which saying, all you need, and he writes this, is a Tanakh, and my Mishneh Torah, the whole Torah Kula in there, wasn't accepted. Later on in history, Rav Levi Yitzchak Yishhorovitz wrote the Shnei Luchot HaBrit, which again connotes, wait a minute, these are the Ten Commandments, that's it. You don't need anything else. So in his book, he writes like this, because of the people that make fun of me, I put my tzitzis under my shirt. Number one. Two. ומכל מקום, however, אני לוקח שתי הציציות שלהם לפנים ומשווים אותם מחוצה בין קרסי הלבוש. What do? I take my tzitzis and I take them out. And what do? I put in בין קרסי המלבוש. What does that mean? He puts them around his belt. He takes them out, but he doesn't let them dangle down to the floor, doesn't mop the floor. He puts them out. Fani Ra'el Tam Tamit, and I always see them. Look, I can look down. How you doing? Right? But when people see me on the street, okay, I look a bit strange, but not terribly strange. And says the Shlav, Vani Ra'el Tam Tamit, V'chen Ra'ui Lin Hog. And not only did he do this because people started making fun of him, V'chen Ra'ui Lin Hog. This is the right way to go. This is the real McCoy. Now, who else did this? My Rebbe, Rav Lichtenstein, did this. And different people asked him, I don't know what the story was. Rav Schechter, Rav Herschel Schechter, in his book about the Rav, says that's what Rav Lichtenstein did, and ultimately he quoted the Shlah as the source. Other people said that he did that because what he learned in yeshivas, no one took their tzitzis out, so he felt guilty. On the other hand, the Mishnah Berurah goes crazy, so this was his pshara. This was his, basically, compromise. Thank you. So we have three points of view. One point of view says a reyutem oto solid. You have to look at your tzitzis all the time. They have to be out. Simple. The other point of view says no. Just at the time of the bracha, it's good enough. Once a day, every day. Remember the mitzvahs of Hashem. Move on. The Magen Avraham somehow deduces it from the Tosfos. And there's still a kiyum of a mitzvah. Reyutem oto is only at the time of the bracha, once a day. And the third point of view is the shlah that says all day, albeit you can put it around your belt. You see it, others don't see it. And we have precedents of all this in halacha. The tefillin shel rosh, is it good enough for you to see and not others?
No.
Absolutely not. The Gemara says regarding tefillin shel barosh, v'ra'uch olamei ha'aretz, ki shem Hashem nikra alecha, v'yaru mimecha, that you shall see the tefillin on the head, and all the nations of the world will see it and get scared. That's why the Lubavitcher Rebbe, before the Six Day War, when we thought this is it, we're about to be killed, annihilated, murdered, death kill, said, put tefillin on every single skull you see in Israel, because the Arabs that want to attack us will see the tefillin and get scared. It's a Mefurish Gemara. And ever since the Six Day War, they haven't stopped. I'm not kidding. That's the way it started. What about tefillin Shabayad? Cover. Not only cover, the Gemara says, Ma lecha la'ot, v'lo la'achirim la'ot. V'ya la'ot al yadcha, lecha la'ot, it shall be a sign for you and not others. So we take that, we go to tzitzis. According to one point of view, tzitzis is like tefillin shebarosh, uritem oto. Same ideas. V'ra'uch olamei ha'aretz, uritem oto. Same shoresh, we learned that in day school. On the other hand, you can say, no, tzitzis is like tefillin shebayat. Put it in, Magen Avraham. Or you could say, no, it is like tefillin shebarosh, albeit not everyone has to see it, you have to see it. Namely, put it around your belt. All points of view are actually legitimate on this issue. Yeah.
There is a Gemara that has a rabbi doing something he probably shouldn't have been doing. And as he's about to do what he shouldn't, he's slapped in the face by tzitzis.
Yeah.
So it strikes me that tzitzis out will protect you.
I know the Gemara. It's a beautiful Gemara. But I remind you, Bruce, that yes, it's a beautiful Gemara.
You better have it out.
Very nice. You can do what you'd like, and I'd like to end with that. It's better to have it out. We have that story in the Gemara. He was about to do something he shouldn't, and he saw the tzitzis, and that was it. You should know that he was getting undressed when he was doing that. It wasn't that he was dressed with it. In any case, the Maharami Brona, the Shut Maharami Brona, we're talking about Ashkenaz in the 15th century. This is at the tip end of the Rishonim period, going into the Achronim period, and he's functioning in Germany in that area. The Maharami Brona says, "Ala bachorim shelofshim tatalit katan al bigdehem befarhesia, v'omim denichaluhu lekuyim mimitzvah befarhesia, michayshinan liyehura olo." So wherever the machlokas is, eventually it comes to the 15th, we're in the 15th century, and people are wearing tzitzis out. And the question is that gori, is that haughtiness, or not? Imagine what we got to. We can read the Chumash and it seems to say to wear your tzitzis out. Yeah. And already by the 15th century is perceived as Yehora, as haughtiness. Answers the Maharami Bruna, and I think this has to be very important for us with regard to tzitzis, and I'll explain why. Hakol lefi aminhag hazman va'adam. It all depends on the time you live, the person involved, and the place. In other words, if you're living in a shtetl, and everyone's wearing payas, and you also want to wear payas, you blend in. But if you're living in a modern Orthodox community, and nobody's wearing payas, and you wear payas, you stand out. Why is it that he's so tolerant? I mean, we started the shiur by saying we don't have tolerance within halacha for non-halachic opinions. Why is he so tolerant here? Why isn't he pasuk in the halacha? And I think I'll give you the explanation. He goes on to say, "Uviyote achshav en regilim lilvot pifarhesa ele rabbanim." And nowadays, who's the only people that wear their tzitzis out? The rabbis. Says the Maharami Bruna, "Vehu loveshin ikar ben lav lebachur koshken shabina matmin vasur." Since that's the differentiation, that's the point of distinction between a rabbi and a student, you shouldn't wear a mouth because they'll think you're a rabbi. Today, many people say the same thing with regard to how come everyone wears black and wears a hat. There was a time, not so long ago, talking about 20th century, in the Litvashi yeshivas, everyone wore hats. That's the way they wore. They wore hats to baseball games too. Albeit, there were straw hats, there were brown hats, who's the only one that wore black? The Rosh Yeshiva, the Mashkiach. Today, everyone wears black. Everyone became a Talmud Chacham. Very interesting. From this perspective, says the Maharami Bruna, since where I live, only the rabbis wear the tzitzis house, maybe the bachurim, the regular people, and even the yeshiva bachas should not. Now, why is he so tolerant? And I think I'll tell you why. We just gave a whole shir. We have a pasuk in the Torah, Ritamoto. Doesn't mean the garment or just the tzitzis. Even if it means just the tzitzis, they have to take it out or not. And we said, no, maybe it's just at the time of the bracha, maybe it's all day, and then all day you have two points of view. Totally out or around your belt. Why are we so tolerant on this? All points of view are...
Because the sources for everything. We just went through a whole...
Yeah, we gave sources, but I'm saying, usually we paskin. There's a machlokes between the Rambam that says you can reheat liquid like a soup on Shabbos morning, versus many other Rishonim that say, yesh bishul achar bishul balach, you can't reheat water on Shabbos or liquid on Shabbos. Therefore, if you have a liquid Friday night on the plata and you take it off, you can't put it back on Shabbos morning if it's cold. We paskin against the Rambam, even though there is a Rambam. How come here we're so tolerant? And Maharami Bruno says, this kol lefia minhag azman v'adam. Gentlemen, there's one thing you all forgot. Do we have to wear tzitzis at all?
No.
What's the difference between tzitzis and tefillin? The guy wakes up in the morning. He says, I don't want to put on tefillin today. Not in the mood. Tefillin, you need to have a clear head. There's no hesech hadas, there's puzzle to tefillin. I don't have a clear head today. I can't do it. What do you tell him? You take a sledgehammer. You bop him on the head. Here, I cleared your head. Put on tefillin. Tough nugs. Friday night, a guy comes. He says, delicious dinner. I'd like to eat dinner. You have to make kiddush. I don't feel like kiddush Friday night. Tough. Take the wine in your hand, say, make the words and say the kiddush. That's one kind of mitzvah. That's called a mitzvah chiyuvit. You got to do it whether you like it or not. Hear shofar on Rosh Hashanah, shake the lulav on Sukkot. But there's other kinds of mitzvahs in the Torah. For example, there's a mitzvah in the Torah of divorce. Now, have any of you gone to sleep at night and said, I can't sleep? Why? I haven't mekayim the mitzvah of divorce. There's a mitzvah of divorce in the Torah.
Some of them haven't, can't sleep at night.
No, some of them haven't can't sleep at night. Correct. No. Divorces, if and when a husband and wife are not getting along and they cannot live together, there is a mitzvah of divorce. It's the way to get divorced. Or there's vegetarians. You ever see a vegetarian? Forget about a vegetarian. A guy who eats meat like it's going out of style. And he's eating his steak. And as he's eating his steak, all of a sudden he has chalisha sadas. He mamish, he can't eat. What happened? I never mekayim the mitzvah of shechita. I never took the knife and slaughtered the... I did not slaughter an animal. I feel awful. I feel terrible. A Yom Kippur, I'm going to have to add an al-chet. Al-chet number 45. Al-chet shechatati lefanecha shelo shechatati behema. Wait a minute, it's also chicken. 46. Al-chet shechatati lefanecha shelo shechatati off. You ever see a guy like that? No. Why? Because you don't have to eat meat during the week. Eat fish. You take a fish out of the water, you bop him on the head, dead, eat it. But if and when you want to eat meat, this is the way to do it. Which of the two is tzitzis? It's kiyum meat, not chiyuvit. Namely, if you wear a four-cornered garment, you have to put tzitzis on it. And if you don't wear a four-cornered garment, you don't have to put tzitzis on. The whole idea of us today mechayeving ourselves, we're obligating ourselves to wear tzitzis under our garments, and then a talis during davening, that's all a volunteer act. That's so beautiful. I can give a whole share why we volunteer to do it. But, quite frankly, when all is said and done, tzitzis is not a mitzvah you must do. It's like shechita and divorce. If and when you have a four-cornered garment, and you want to wear it, those are the two conditions. It's not enough it's in the drawer. You have to want to wear it. Then you have to put tzitzis on. So therefore, I believe there's such tolerance here. Because tzitzis, with all is said and done, is a volunteer mitzvah. And we have to remember the difference between volunteer mitzvahs versus mitzvahs you have to get up and do. And indeed, this may explain to you something that many of you are uncomfortable with, but we have to tell the truth. How come there's so many Jews living outside of Israel, reading the parshas that we're reading in the last few weeks, and are okay by living outside of Israel? Halachically, I'm not talking about should you make aliyah or not, per se, and Zionism good or bad, per se. It says in the Torah to live in Israel. What are you doing? So they have to find ways to explain it. One of the ways to explain it is from Moshe Feinstein's famous, famous tshuva, you can agree or disagree, that says that living in Israel is like tzitzis and shechita and divorce. There's a mitzvah. I don't agree with the people that say there's not a mitzvah. But you don't have to get up and do it. You don't have to get up and do it. Just like you don't have to get up and slaughter. You don't have to go to sleep and feel bad at night you didn't slaughter. Of course, you could have said Shaila to the people that don't live in Israel, put this in parentheses, well, if you do tzitzis and you volunteer, why don't you volunteer to live in Israel too? But that's a separate issue. We won't get into the nitty-gritty. Close the parentheses. Gentlemen, tzitzis is a very beautiful mitzvah. It's an important mitzvah. But let's be honest. Tzitzis is not a mitzvah that you must do. So therefore, it should not be the sign of frumkeit. The sign of frumkeit should be how you keep Shabbos and many other things. But we do volunteer to do the mitzvah, and if we do, we saw today three different points of view regarding do you have to take them out. As you could see, my own practice is based on my own Rebbe, and I think it's a very, very good compromise. Take your tzitzis out, albeit put it around your belt. You see it, others don't. I believe that could be the pshat in the pasuk. And you look a little more neater than when you have the tzitzis dangling down all the way. In Mirtz Hashem, we should have a refuah shleima too. Excuse me. A refuah shleima to Steve Stein, Shmuel Tzadok HaLevi ben Shena Reza. He should have a refuah shleima, and all the words of Torah should be dedicated in his honor. In Yitzhak Hashem, I want to wish everyone a very, very good summer. We're not breaking as of yet, says Bruce. We still have a class tonight and Sunday. This week is full of Torah, Baruch Hashem. Let the notice go out to the entire world. Then in Efrat, Tisha B'Av came and went, and we continue to learn Torah even after Tisha B'Av, Baruch Hashem.